And good morning. I'm joined by the administrative manager of the Southeast Iowa Regional Airport. She is Sarah Sandberg. Now, she is relatively new to the job, although she's been at the airport for 3 years. And she is joining me. It is Halloween week, and a drive-through trick-or-treat event is happening 5 to 7 this Friday. And it is co-sponsored by AirChoice One, Avis, Jet Air, TSA, and the Southeast Iowa Regional Airport, all participating businesses for the event. How exactly does this work, Sarah? How do you do this?
We have a drive-through through the next to the terminal, and all of these sponsors will be set up to distribute candy and toys to the community children.
Okay, so nobody has to actually get out of the car. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, and again, you've got a number of sponsors that are working on this. Those are all sponsors that are connected with the airport. And you said you've been at the airport for 3 years, but most recently became the administrative manager. It's been a strange year for just about everybody, certainly a very difficult and very strange year for air travel in general. And I know that I've taken AirChoice One, and I've taken planes even before AirChoice One many times out of the airport. But as you had to reflect on it, you said that your emplanements have certainly been down over this past COVID-19 sequence. Is that right?
That is correct.
And how you said what? About 75% lower. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's true.
But how is as we've seen COVID-19, or as we've seen some of the stimulus packages that have come in, do you know if AirChoice One has been able to partake of some of those stimulus dollars to help keep it going?
That I cannot speak to. I know that we have received some funds, which helped us with our runway project.
Okay. But from a standpoint of operations, obviously AirChoice One is very essential to the airport. If you're going to be, I know they call it the first stop from there to anywhere. And I know that you did cancel one flight. Is that right?
Yes. At this time, the Mason City Minneapolis is no longer available. We still go to Chicago and St. Louis.
Now, is your schedule still holding up pretty much the same, though? Is that right, though, for those other places, the schedule to St. Louis and Chicago?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and so air travel in general is down, I don't know how the rental car business is, but I know Avis is out there. I'm going to guess they're down as well. Travel in general is down. Is that right?
Yes, they were down. I would say that they're back up. A lot of people are renting vehicles to travel right now rather than fly. I think that's kind of the direction that some of this has gone, the COVID.
Have you seen any change over the last couple of months or so, one way or the other, in terms of how things are going? Are they still pretty steady from where they were at the beginning?
Pretty much. I mean, we've seen a little bit of an increase from March when all this came about, that the numbers had dropped off on our employments, but they have steadily started to go back up, which is a good sign.
That is a good sign. And now Jet Air, I'm not sure exactly what Jet Air, what is Jet Air's, they do basically, is it contract? Is it contract flights or shuttle or charter flights? Is that what they do?
They are a fixed based operator, and they do some charter flights. They do training for pilots. They, also handle all the fueling for everyone. You know, it's a great way for somebody to learn how to fly, that we have somebody here that can actually instruct.
I know that a lot of area businesses also use private planes to fly in and out of Burlington. Have you seen any change in that scheduling?
That's held pretty steady, and I know that there's a few of them that have flown in that, you know, of course, last year we saw a big increase with some of the presidential candidates flying in. So that was kind of a unique timing for last year, but Otherwise, it's held fairly steady as well.
Okay, so I'm going to guess that the sooner we're out of this thing, the better everybody's going to be, and the more smiles are going to be on faces. Is that a safe bet?
That's what we're hoping for. Absolutely.
Well, Sarah Sandberg, I know you've got some other very important things to talk about, but I did want to mention the fact, trick-or-treat event, it's a drive-through trick-or-treat event, 5 to 7 on Friday, and it's just drive out to the airport. Should be very easy to figure out where to go. Is that right?
That's correct.
Sarah Sandberg, thank you so much for joining me and sharing a little bit about Southeast Iowa Regional Airport.
Thank you.